Out of the three core ingredients, design, front end, and back end, design is the most natural skill to learn. The softwares are simple, you get visible results in a very short span of time, and even if you have zero technical skills, your credible tech stack coupled with a good, efficient, aesthetic design would give you a lot of support throughout the competition. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 6 of Take It Easy. Before you start anything at a hackathon, the first thing you need to do is to sit down with your teammates and decide what you want to work on. And once you know what your idea is going to be, the first thing is to decide what kind of skill sets do you have in your team right now. Because you shouldn't make proceed towards an idea that is not possible for you to implement. Even for a proof of concept, you need certain skill sets. So if you're trying to make an idea that involves a lot of artificial intelligence, but none of your team members know artificial intelligence, it's going to be very difficult for you to perform well. So first, understand what kind of skill sets do I have, what kind of people do I have in my team, and then after analyzing what skills I have, you should have some sort of idea. Once your idea is done, you need to understand the functionalities that you will put into that idea. Take a piece of paper and write all the functionalities that would be included, and then make what is known as a wireframe. A wireframe is a pencil sketch of how your app would look like. This could be an iOS app or a web app. You can Google what wireframes are. Once your wireframe is complete, there is a software known as Adobe Experience Design for Windows computers and Sketch for Mac. If you have a Mac, do try Sketch. Now, these tools are extremely simple. Photoshop is a very advanced software. It takes a lot of time to understand how Photoshop works. It's very intimidating for a new user. Sketch and Adobe Experience Design, on the other hand, are very easy softwares. Once you have access to the software, you can go on YouTube and learn Adobe Experience Design or Sketch within a span of 5 to 6 hours. The tools are extremely easy, but now you'll say, how can I become a good UX designer? That completely depends on your practice, how good you are in using those tools. Learning how to use those tools are extremely easy, but using those tools to make some innovative solutions, that is where the real creativity kicks in. Now, the first step that you need to do before you make your wireframe is to go to Pinterest, to go to Google and look if something already exists similar to your idea, because the problem that you're solving might already be solved. If not specifically solved, you could find people who are doing something similar to yours. So you can get inspiration from their ideas, or if someone is already doing what you are doing, completely ignore that idea, because your judge will instantly eliminate you if he thinks or if he knows of any other existing startup or idea that is completely doing the same thing as you are doing. But if you think that you have your own unique selling point, you should go ahead and get inspiration from as many apps, as many softwares as you can. You can go check out Pinterest.com, you can go check out Behance.com for UI inspirations, you can go check out UI sources, and you can go Google as much as you can, but spend at least 1 hour researching for similar ideas, for similar people who are trying to obtain the same objective, so that you understand what your problem truly is. You can only solve your problems if you understand them well. Once you're done with your wireframe, you can go and design a UI on your Sketch software. So how to make that? Of course, there are multiple YouTube tutorials. This is not a very detailed podcast, but I'm just telling you the steps. Now, once you're done with your UI, once you have your screens and they look good and they look compatible. Oh yeah, one more thing about compatibility. There are certain guidelines for UI, so it's not like whatever you design on Sketch is directly implementable in your Android or iOS programming. So for Android UI, you should go check out Material Design Guidelines. Google has released certain guidelines that are very important to follow. If you do not follow those guidelines while making your user interface, it will be very difficult for you to program that design into actual applications.
For iOS, you should definitely check out existing iOS apps so that you get a hint or some intuition about how iOS apps usually work. So it's very important to keep compatibility in your designs, because if you make a design which is not implementable, it will never be converted into an actual app. So it's very important for you to understand what is possible technically in order to make good design solutions. In the end, when you're done with your UI, a very small thing that you can do which has a very huge impact is to use mockups. So one way is to just export rectangular screens of your UI, and the second thing is to keep it in a mockup. Now, mockup is when you take your UI screens and actually put it on an iPhone and then use that iPhone as an image to show your UI. So if a judge sees your user interface inside an iPhone, he feels very, very real. I mean, the UI looks as if it's already been developed, and it adds a lot to the actual user experience. It adds a lot of value to your pitch. So go on YouTube and check out PSD mockups. Now, to use mockups, Photoshop is a very good software. So you need to understand a little bit of Photoshop on how to use mockups. There are free mockups available online: iPhone mockups, Samsung mockups, MacBook mockups. There are mockups for everything. There are mockups for billboards as well. So you understand the importance of mockups. You'll know if you, as soon as you Google mockups, you'll understand what I'm trying to say. Once you're done with your mockups, you need to export those mockups as PNGs. Now, I know my technical language is very, very difficult to comprehend for a first timer, but whatever I'm saying, just go on Google and search these things. What a PNG is, what are PSD mockups, what is Photoshop, what is Sketch, what is Adobe Experience Design, what are wireframes. And then once you're done with your UI, you need to make the pitch. Now, as far as I know, most of these hackathons have a limit of 60 seconds for your pitch. Now, within a span of 60 seconds, the maximum that you can do is show 5 to 6 slides. That is 10 seconds per slide. Do not begin your pitch with introducing your names. Just say your team name. Do not spend too much time explaining your problem. Quickly jump to your solution, because the judges already know what the problem is. So when you are showing your presentation, always keep your UI in the center. And do not exceed more than 5 words on each and every slide. No one likes to read. Everyone wants to see. And focus on the user experience. You need to convince the judges why your application not only looks good, but it delivers important results as well. So your first slide can be your team name and your problem statement. Your second slide can be why we chose this problem statement. Your third can be a slide explaining your solution. Your fourth slide can be showing your UI. And your fifth slide can be some sort of an animation where you can show someone using the UI, or you can take 2 slides to cover your UI. During the pitch, you can keep your UI screens in your phone. So Sketch has this feature where you can actually see your UI on your iPhone. It's called mirroring. The process of keeping your UI on an actual phone is known as mirroring. You can YouTube how to use mirroring in Sketch. So you can actually, even if you have zero code, even if you have zero implementation, zero technical knowledge, you can still show your idea on your iPhone and give it to the judge so that he can have some user interaction with it. But Sketch and experience design is usually made for user interface. There is another aspect known as prototyping, where you can actually animate each and every element. So you can go on Behance and search what UX prototyping is. You'll instantly identify the difference. Prototyping is where you can actually see those elements coming to life. You can see those animations. You can swipe up, swipe down, you know, have interactions, have a better way of understanding how the application works. And for UX prototyping, there are softwares that include Marvel, Flinto, there's Principle, but the easiest one that you can use is InVision. There is a free version of InVision available online. You can go on InVision and you can see an actual iPhone on your screen, and you can upload your screen and make an interactive mockup out of it. So you actually feel as if your application has come to life. So we discuss what UI is, we discuss what UX is, some software knowledge, some technical lingo. I do not want to go into the details because I just want to, you know, give you guys the key terms so that when you end this podcast, you can go on Google and look for these things properly. So I hope we covered design. This is just 5% of what design truly is, but at least now you know where to start. At least now you won't be that fearful, because I'm telling you this as a fact that it's not that difficult. Believe me, it is not that difficult. You just need to open your computer and use the internet. You have a laptop, you have a healthy body. You just need to give it time. Be patient, spend 15 days to it, and trust me, you will be far better than all those who never started. So I hope this was a helpful podcast. I will be back. The next session might be about front end and back end a little bit, because even I'm not a front end or back end programmer. So we'll just touch the topics by a bit, and then we'll go on to understand how to pitch your idea properly, what not to do in your pitch, what to do in your pitch, the common mistakes that we all commit in our pitching. And finally, I will also share my experiences at Hack MIT and Hack Harvard and the Imagine Cup, and how all these three hackathons taught me different things. So I hope you have an amazing day tomorrow. This was Ansh Mehra from Take It Easy. I hope you have an amazing, amazing life ahead.